Welcome to Your Prayer Intentions with author Peter and Jimmy. And we welcome your prayers at WQPHradio.org.
Oh Mary, send my prayers to heaven. Don't let another day go by. You can ask the Lord to help me. When my cross gets heavy and my soul is dry, oh Jesus, hear my cry. Oh Mary, send my prayers to the sky, along with all of my intentions, every word takes flight.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Your Prayer Intentions. I'm your host, Peter and Jimmy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962. And I'll be here with you for the next 25 minutes as we pray for your prayer intentions. And for the first time in a lot of weeks, we don't have any kind of interview or anything. So you're going to have to put up with me talking to you for a little bit longer during the show. Well, let's get to this week's gospel. And again, we're in ordinary time. And of course, this being the year that it is, we are in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in Matthew chapter 10. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man because he's a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever only gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." Now, what is Jesus talking about here? First of all, let's talk about what he says about fathers and mothers and so forth. Now, Jesus is not saying you have to hate your mother. Jesus is not playing psychiatrist here. Jesus is not saying you have to hate your father. You have to hate this or that. No, he's not saying anything like that. What is Jesus saying? He is saying what he said to the Pharisees. Remember what he said to the Pharisees when they asked him, "What is the greatest commandment?" His answer was, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." That is, according to Jesus, the first commandment. So if that's the first commandment, that you have to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your power, with all of everything, what does that mean? That means you have to love God more than you love your wife. That means you have to love God more than you love your children. That means you have to love God more than you love your parents. Now, what does that actually mean, though? Does that mean that, oh, if you're my wife sick, I have to go to Mass instead of taking care of my sick wife and leave her alone? Or, oh, my child is bleeding to death, but it's time for the Angelus, so I can't tie up his wounds until I'm done praying the Angelus. No, it doesn't mean that. What he's trying to tell you is that if there's a choice between the love of God and the love of a child, or a mother, or a father, you have to choose God. So let's say that your mother insists, "I don't want you going to Catholic Church anymore." Or your mother insists, "I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to get married in a gay ceremony. Or I'm going to do something that you don't want me to do. I'm going to do something contrary to the church. I want you to endorse it." You have to have the strength to say no. If your father tells you to do something, "I'm in feuding with this person, you have to do this, you have to fight, because, you know, in those times, that was, it was, you know, if you had family feuds, you had family enemies. You need to hate this person. You need to kill this person. You need to slander this person because of our hatred. You have to have the strength to say no. If your son or daughter is doing something wrong, you don't defend them. You don't endorse it. You don't stop loving your son or daughter. But you don't endorse the wrong thing. You don't do the wrong thing. You don't put a sin ahead of your worship of God. If your father insists on a sin, you sinning, you don't do it. If your mother insists on you doing a terrible sin, you don't do it. If your son or daughter says, please, Father, do this terrible sin for me to save me from this problem, you don't do it. Those are crosses. Those are crosses you have to bear as a Christian. You have to be willing to say no to people you love for the sake of the gospel. And it ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be easy at all. Because, you know, it's your child. It's your parent. It's your wife. Someone wants to marry you, but you have to leave the religion. You say no. Not going to do it. I remember my mother was telling me the story that there was a fellow who was interested in her. And he was actually willing to convert. But he said, no, I'm not going to let you do it because you don't believe it. You'd be doing it just to marry me. If you're willing to give up, if you sincerely believe in what you believe in, and you were willing to convert just to marry me, that no, I wouldn't want you. Because she understood that if he loved God less, doesn't work that way. You have to be willing to put God first before your own desires, before your own family even. That's a tough, tough thing. That's a very tough thing. And there's been times in my life when I failed to do it. It didn't work out. And there are times in life when I'm sure you failed to do it. That doesn't work out. And some of the things are small. Like, think about, like, your kid. Oh, my kid has a soccer game. I'm not going to take my kid to Mass because he has a soccer game. Or I'm not going to do this because he has. No. You find another Mass, then you make sure you go. I never forget a story once. There was a school trip when my kids were little kids. And they were going on this several-day trip. And there was a meeting about the trip. And it was a Catholic school. And they said, and we were the parents there, and there was any questions. And I put up my hand, and I said, you know, I've listened to the schedule you said, and nowhere in that schedule was Mass. Now, they were going to be gone a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and coming back on a Monday. And the guy was gobsmacked. And he ended up scheduling a Mass, and from that time on, the school had a Mass on this annual trip they'd go on. But the parents were very upset because, oh, we're going to take away from our trip to go to Mass. Well, what's the point of you sending your kid to Catholic school for? We're going to put this trip ahead of our Mass obligation. We're going to commit mortal sin because we want to go on this trip. Think about how ridiculous that sounds when you actually explain it. Think about how ridiculous it sounds. You don't put God second. You put God first. And again, notice what he says next. Whoever will finds his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. It's a reminder that we are not finite beings. We will live long beyond our years on earth. And we have to make a choice. If we make a choice that's going to cost us our soul, that's a bad choice. That's a very, very, very bad choice. And what's really funny, And, well, actually, funny is the wrong word for it. What's interesting about this is that every now and then you go online and you'll see exorcists talking. And there was an exorcist who was talking, who had been exorcising a demon and caused the demon to say something. And asked him, basically, so you understand. Now, remember, demons were angels. And angels, unlike man, has complete understanding. And the question was asked, so you understood if you rebelled against God, how it was going to end and how it was going to go. So would you still do it? He said, absolutely. In other words, my anger, my pride is before God, even ahead of my own good and well-being. And there are people who are like that. For some people, that means everything to them, their pride. It's a bad idea. It's a foolish idea. And Jesus warns us about this. But then notice what else he says. He says, whoever receives you, and he's talking to his disciples who are going to be sent on his out to preach. Whoever receives you, receives me. Whoever receives me, receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet, because he's a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And in other words, when you do right because of someone's example, because of what they're supposed to be like, you do something kind to a priest. Because a priest, it's a tough life being a priest. You do a kindness for a priest because he's a priest. You are doing a kindness to God. When you are showing respect to a nun because she's a nun, you are showing respect for a God. When you show respect for someone who's being righteous, who's trying to follow the way of God, you're respecting God. You're in other words, each one of these things he's saying, if you do these things, God will remember these things. God will notice these things. And you want to be noticed by God for doing right. I'm sorry, you just do. And this isn't a difficult concept. And notice how Jesus is saying that there are rewards for actions. You know, we hear a lot about faith, and faith is very important. And our salvation is a gift. But notice that Jesus is saying that there are rewards for doing what is right. There are rewards for actions. And that's a lot of our Protestant brothers like to run away from that fact. And that's very strange when you consider that they're sola scriptura. They're over the only scripture matters. Well, here is Jesus directly linking actions to rewards. Think of that last line. Whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he's a disciple, you will not lose your reward. Now, does that reward mean salvation? Jesus doesn't specify. Does that reward mean a blessing? Jesus doesn't specify. But you know what? If a reward is coming from Jesus, the Son of God, it's probably something good. It's probably something that helps you avoid hell. And avoiding hell is a very good idea. The primary job of the church is to keep you out of hell, get you to heaven, keep you out of hell, which is the same thing. Think about these rewards and think about these penalties that Jesus talks about. You put God first and you respect those who are doing God's work. Even if they're doing it badly, you still show respect. God does the judging. It's not for you to judge. These are the people who are doing the work. Show them respect. It's a thankless job, and the enemy's constantly attacking them. Because the enemy wants them to fail and wants you to disrespect them. Don't fall for the trap. Don't fall for it. Now let's take a look at the prayer wall. Now before we get to the prayer wall, I was online and there was a prayer request online, a rather urgent one that I saw. So let me pull it up. I had it a moment ago. And it's a very sad thing. Let's pray for a woman by the name of Sammy Lee, who's been beaten up and is in very bad shape. We'll pray for her. And we have a prayer request again online, not at the website. But there's a woman who has a friend who recently lost a husband. And now her daughter has been in a terrible car accident last night. And the daughter's name is Carter. This woman's name is Mandy. She lives in Tennessee. And she's in pretty bad shape, the daughter. We do not know if she's going to make it. So let's pray for her. Let's go to the prayer wall now. Remember, you can post your prayer requests at wqphradio.com/prayer wall. And not only do we encourage you to post your prayer requests, we ask you to go there, pray for the prayer requests, and then leave a reply. There's a reply button to show what you prayed. On the prayer wall, we have, please pray for Andrew and his family. His sister passed away in a horse riding accident. Please pray for peace in the world. Please pray for a family who had a family member commit suicide. So we're going to pray for all of those things. Please pray for a woman who's on dialysis, for Nina and Jody, and for all those suffering with autoimmune disease. Please pray for all those looking for employment. And that was me until recently. I'm actually starting a new job this week. So thank you for all those prayers. And I'll ask for prayers to help me get through this job. I got 6 years and 11 months before I plan on retiring. So let's hope we get through it all right. And I would ask also, by the way, if anyone's free, because my job is going to take me away from my normal hour of adoration, so someone will be necessary at St. Bernard's from 5 to 6 on Mondays. If someone's interested in doing adoration, let's pray that that spot gets filled. And our standing prayer requests for the two Mary Ann's, the one who recently died and the one from WQPH who is still here with us, for the soul of Nancy, for Mary Lotz, for Jake, for the Dominican Sisters of St. Cecilia and the Sisters of the Rosary for their intentions, for all the donors to WQPH, and we're so grateful to you because without you there is no WQPH, for all those who produce shows here, and for all our local priests and deacons, especially our new priests and deacons, because without them we do not have the sacraments, especially without the priests, no sacraments, no priests, no confession. So let's pray for them as they go through their very difficult days. Because it's very tough being a priest because you have to hold it. Even if you're having a bad day, you have to be there for someone else. It's a very tough job being a priest. So let's pray for our priests. And now since we are in ordinary time, let us do the first mystery of light, which is the baptism of Christ, which is a very ordinary thing for Catholics to be baptized. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let's also pray for all those intentions of anyone listening who did not get to submit a prayer request. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, the first mystery of light is the baptism of Christ. We offer thee, O Lord Jesus, the sixth decade and honor thy baptism by John the Baptist. And we ask of thee through this mystery and through the intercession, respect for our baptismal vows. Amen.
And now EWTN's Father Leonard Mary.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most in need of thy mercy.
Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
May the grace and mystery of the baptism of Christ come down to us souls. Amen. And now for those of you doing the indulgence calendar, here is a prayer for the intentions of the Holy Father. And we should have the indulgence calendar ready sometime this week. I'll probably work on it tomorrow. And also, we're going to pray for all those in seminary right now.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And for my friend Mary Ann, we're going to pray this, what we used to call the trifecta. We already did the glory be. Now,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell.
Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
We invite you to say the prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Now I pray all these things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And because we're short on time, I'm going to go straight to the closing prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God of mercy, as we reach out to those seeking you, send forth your Spirit upon this show, upon this station, upon all the stations carrying this show, and upon all the listeners and all those who produce shows here at WQPH, to renew us in faith. Enable us to share the good news of the gospel with loving words and caring deeds, so that those who have drifted away may be drawn to your church and follow the way of your Son, Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the light. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord, and we pray this as we pray all things in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Till next time, this is Peter and Jemmy of Knights of Columbus Council 15962 saying goodbye and God bless from Your Prayer Intentions and WQPH. Take care.
Hello, this is Sister Madonna Janet from the Daughters of St. Paul at daughtersofstpaul.com. I'm glad that you're here today listening to a message of hope from WQPH Radio, 89.3 FM. God bless you.
And now, EWTN's Father Leonard Mary.
Jesus came into this world not to call the righteous, but sinners. And Jesus is here to forgive sins. And we as Catholics can experience this mercy, the forgiveness of sins, in the sacrament of penance. Because there we come face to face with the merciful heart of Jesus Christ. And all that is necessary for us is that we examine our conscience, we know what our sins are, that we come in there with contrition, true sorrow for what we've done wrong and how we've offended God. Then to confess our sins. And all we need to do is say the name of the sin we've committed and the number of times we've done that sin. That's it. And if we've done it so many times we don't remember, we just say we've done it several times. And then satisfaction for your resolve. The priest will give you a penance. And so that's what satisfaction is. It's to do penance and to repair what we've damaged. So here, come to confession. Know the Lord is there to embrace you with His mercy and His forgiveness. God bless you all.
This is Peter and Jemmy, host of Your Prayer Intentions, every Saturday here on 89.3 WQPH Shirley Fitchburg. Do you have a prayer request that you'd like me to pray for, or perhaps the whole community? Well, include that prayer request in an email. Specify if you want it on air or off, and email that prayer request to WQPH893@comcast.net. Let me repeat that. It's WQPH893@comcast.net, and we will pray for you. If you have an urgent request that you're looking for immediate prayer, tweet me directly at the Tech Guy Blog on Twitter, or the Tech Guy Blog on Gab. God bless you.